words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. I know I said this before, but sometimes I get a kick out of the colics, and the second line where it says, well, be gracious to all who find strength from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith. And I always think, he should have said us, not them, you know, because it's like, oh, all those other sinners, not us. And then what I really found a little bit of a thread is in Genesis, Abraham was told, okay, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house. Then it drops down, and so Abram went as the Lord had told him. There were no questions asked by him. That's why he was reckoned as righteous. It was total obedience, total trust. God said, do this, and Abram did. And so then we've got Nicodemus. Well, you gotta love Nicodemus. He was a leader. He was orthodoxy at its best. He was really honest and true. He was faithful. He was a good and decent man. And he trusted in God. He was faithful to God. And so here we have Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews, and he came to Jesus by night. Well, that tells us a lot, because in the Gospel of John, he uses night as, you know, something that, well, not only that he was curious but scared, curious but cautious, but maybe a slight spiritual blindness, although there was a spirituality that we know about Nicodemus. So he starts off when he finds Jesus in the night. He says, Rabbi, well, right there. That tells us that Nicodemus was honoring Christ because he knew that he was a rabbi. In other words, he was very learned in the Torah, in the first five books of the Bible. He was very learned, and he knew them basically inside and out. And he was an expert teacher, so Nicodemus knew that. And then here it comes. And we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Well, if he really knew that inside and out and had trust and faith, let's say as Abraham did, it should have been enough right there. Nicodemus, deep down inside, knew that Jesus Christ had a special relationship with God the Father, because he says no one can do these signs without God being right with them. And so Jesus replies to this. He says, I tell you that no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. And of course, Nicodemus starts to question him. But if Nicodemus had just stopped for a second, Jesus was giving him a compliment. In other words, Jesus knew that spiritually, Jesus knew that Nicodemus was just right on the brink of realizing that for sure he was the Messiah. But Nicodemus says, well, how can anyone be born after being old? Can somebody, you know, go back into their mother's womb? He should have just taken time to listen to Jesus, to try to open up his mind, to trust in him, and respond with faith. And Jesus said, well, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. In other words, a human birth when the woman's water breaks, and then also the birth of Christ, God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, kind of like a rebirth. and allow the Holy Spirit to be in us and to change us from the inside out. So next, Nicodemus says to him, well, how can these things be? And then Jesus kind of hits him hard. He says, well, how can you be a teacher of Israel, but you don't understand? Poor Nicodemus at that point, he was probably nervous from being maybe caught with Jesus, but he was interested enough. He still was having a little bit of tunnel vision, and he kind of wouldn't think outside of the box. He wasn't quite there with his trust, his dependence, and his faith in Jesus Christ, or even confident in his own feelings that he knew that Jesus was from God. So Jesus was trying to teach him it's all about rebirth in God the Father, allowing the Holy Spirit to work. And he goes on and he tries to teach him, look, it's kind of just like Moses, when Moses lifted up the bronze staff. Remember when all the Israelites were in the wilderness and they were all sick? And Moses held up the staff so that if they could just see it, they could be healed. And for Jesus, it's the same thing. He was lifted up from the earth on the cross so that anyone that could see him could be healed and could be saved and have eternal life. Like Abraham and like Nicodemus was trying, we are to be willing to listen to Jesus Christ. We are to be obedient, trusting, and faithful. We're supposed to want to be Christians, and we are to want to share our faith with others. We are to accomplish what Christ wants us to accomplish on this earth, doing what he wants us to be doing. Nicodemus was interested, but he couldn't, or maybe he just wouldn't quite get over that hump, make that transition from peer pressure to faith in the Lord, to allow God's Holy Spirit to really work in him and transform him into a disciple of Christ. We really don't know what happened eventually, later on to Nicodemus, but we do know a couple of things. One, we know that as a Pharisee, he did defend Jesus to the other Pharisees. We also know that Nicodemus brought spices to anoint Christ's body after the crucifixion. Nicodemus had to make a choice. That's his God-given gift of free will, and it's the same for us. Jesus never forces us. It's up to us. Are we Christians or not? Can we leap over that hump and believe in Christ and trust in him, get our confidence from God Almighty, or not? But even though Christ never forces us into anything, which is good, Jesus is always loving us. God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is always loving us with open arms, accepting arms. Maybe not always pleased with our choices, but always loving us back to himself. That's what it's all about. And then we are to imitate that love that God has given to us. We are to imitate that love with everyone we meet. In fact, if we're having a bad day and we run into somebody that's either not very cheerful or kind of grumpy, maybe what we can think to ourselves is we don't know what's happened in their life that day to make them in a bad mood. So we love them anyway and be the light of Christ and share that patience and love and acceptance and that hope that on a day it's our turn, we run into somebody that's just as kind or Christ-like. But even if we don't, We always have Christ to turn to with his open arms. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, this Lent time and in every day, just help us to be really more like Abraham, confident, trusting, obedient, and faithful. And wherever you want us to go, whoever you want us to be, whatever you will for us, help us to be obedient and trusting and accomplish what you want us to do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.